Danny O'Keefe just showed up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I had a small emergency, but I took care of it.
We just thought it was good time Charlie's sleeping late.
No, it wasn't that. It was fear of overflowing.
Fear of overflowing.
We're talking about a plumbing emergency.
Yes.
Oh, no.
It got handled. But.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Ghostbusters.
Was a plumber involved? Did you have to go?
No, a plumber's helper was.
Oh. We have a couple of those living at our house.
Danny O'Keefe joins us, Vashon Island resident since, when did you move to the island?
At the end of 1980.
Wow.
That was a longer time ago than I thought.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's...
beat us by 19 years.
It's great to see your music is so iconic for so many people and so many musical artists who have covered your songs over the years. Earlier, I played that little Good Time Charlie's medley that I created for you a few years ago. That was fun to hear that again.
I discovered Conway Twitty cut it.
Yeah.
I had not known that until last week.
Didn't get the check?
Well, they never say the names.
So how does that work? When somebody wants to cover your song, do they get in touch? They don't necessarily get in touch do they ask permission?
No, hasn't. Well, they ask permission of the administrator, which in my case is Warner Chappell Publishing.
Uh-huh.
But Warner Chappell doesn't tell me, and eventually you just see that the song has been recorded, and you may see the record label, but you don't see the artist's name.
Wow. So you just bump into these songs, or somebody will send them to you and say, hey, Danny, look what they did.
That's pretty much how it works. Friends,
yeah.
Somebody last December, sent me a notice on Facebook, a friend of mine who had been my publisher in Nashville at one point. And she said, do you know that Miranda Lambert cut your song? And it was like, what?
Was that Covered Wagon?
Covered Wagon.
Yeah.
And how she found it is still like one of the great mysteries, you know, second only to, you know, the Riddle of the Sphinx, I think.
Wow.
That song goes back to 1970?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, we cut it in Muscle Shoals, and I think they tried to put it out as a single. I don't think it did anything, and it's one of those songs that I didn't even know how to play it. I had to go back and listen to my own version to see just how does that song go?
Okay, my finger goes here.
Right.
So you recorded in Muscle Shoals.
We've seen that documentary.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting story behind that studio.
Yeah. I mean, well, there's a couple studios there, so you want to take some of that with a grain of salt. But
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You saw the documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But an enormous amount of hits were cut in Fame, as well as an enormous amount in the Jackson Highway studio.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And there's a lot of still great players down there.
So when you decide, do you just decide, okay, I'm going to go to Muscle Shoals and record this record there? Are you invited down to a place like that? Do they recruit you? How does that work?
I signed a deal with Atlantic,
mm-hmm.
Specifically with Ahmet Erdogan, who was the president of Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, we'll just go down to Muscle Shoals and we'll, you know, cut a record. And it was a bit of a factory in a sense that Solomon Burke had just finished with his tracks, and R.B. Greaves, who people may not remember, but he had a big hit with Take a Letter, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was up next, and I was up after him. And you just sit down with Barry Beckett or whoever was going to write the Nashville-style lead sheets out,
mm-hmm.
and go over the song, and everybody listen, and you just start cutting tracks. And it was an amazing group of musicians. I mean, they were as solid as, you know, any session players I've ever worked with.
Uh-huh.
So the Southern Wrecking Crew.
Yeah. Oh, no, they were great. And they all paid attention. They were, you know, nobody took it, you know, for granted. And particularly if Ahmet was there, because Ahmet had helped set up the studio along with Jerry Wexler.
Uh-huh.
And it did run in competition with Rick Hall's Fame studio. And I think the studio itself just got reworked and has new gear in it, so I think it's back.
Smaller gear, probably. It's
probably
all getting smaller.
Yeah.
Well, so what inspired you to do this new CD?
I've wanted to record these songs for a long time, and particularly with a Northwest band. This is kind of how, as far as I think now, how they would have sounded had I recorded in the Northwest. And these are all people that have been friends of mine for some time.
Of course, we remember Joel Tepp from your Church of Great Range show. He's on here.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys have been playing together for a really long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
And same with Gary Shelton, who I've worked with for a long time. And Ben Smith, who was the drummer for Heart. I don't think there is a Heart anymore, but he's still one of the great drummers in the Northwest.
Yeah, is it true that the girls aren't getting along as well as they used to?
No, they had some problems.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully they'll sort it out.
They have to. They're sisters. They got to work it out.
Oh, yeah. Is that how that works?
Lord help the mister that comes between me and my man.
So the CD cover, very evocative for me, especially. It's just a beautiful, this is a painting. This is not a photograph.
No, it's a painting. It's done by Dirk Kortz, who's a friend of mine, and he's a wonderful painter. DirkKortz.com.
Yeah. It's a minor, it looks like a minor league ballpark.
Spokane Indians.
The Spokane Indians. Okay, that was my next question. It's right at dusk, and the outfield lights are on, which is just like the perfect time of day to start a ball game. You can see the sunset off in the distance with the mountains and all the advertising along the outfield fence.
If you turn it on the back, there it is for real.
Oh, that's the real deal right there. Yeah. And you're wearing the uniform.
Spokane Indians jersey in the actual Spokane language, Spokane Indian language.
Yeah, what is the... Yeah.
Are you a fan? Is that how that came about?
I was born in Spokane, so it's...
Oh!
Idea of
I
home
didn't
is...
I didn't realize that.
Home is where you start.
Yeah.
And if you get around the bases, home is where you end.
There you go. Yeah, well...
Unless you're put out.
See?
So...
try not to get put out.
The name of the CD is Home, and it is kind of a reimagining of all these songs from your, you know, earlier in your catalog. Are there any more recent originals on this, or these are all songs that
no,
go back?
These are all recovered.
Mm-hmm.
Recovered. I like that.
Yeah. And what is it about the island for you? How does that evoke home?
Oh, it's the fairies.
It's the fairies.
I just fell in love with the fairies as a kid.
Yeah.
So did you go to the fairy meeting last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were some upset people, though.
One or two.
Is there a certain way that you describe the island to people from afar when you're telling them, you know, where it is you live?
Oh, yeah. No, it's awful. You'll hate the people. It's the fairies suck.
Raining
please,
all the
it rains
time.
All the time.
It
please,
rains even more.
Please don't come.
So you've reissued some of your previous music and compilations in the past, but this is the first time that I can recall that you've re-recorded many of them. Is that true?
Yes.
This
is probably the only time.
And... revisiting an old song is an opportunity to change something up or do something a little differently. Do you make some new choices on any of these songs?
Only inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody reminded me that I changed a lyric on You Look Just Like a Girl Again, and I wasn't even aware that I had done it. I didn't actually change it. I omitted a lyric, and I liked the arrangement better, but, you know... One gets older, there's some things that slip one's memory.
Yeah. Well, I think, let's see, I want to play at least two or three things from this while we got you here. And I've got a couple of real obvious choices. Let's see, I think I'd like to give a spin to So Long, Harry Truman.
All right.
Here in the age of Trump, it seems appropriate.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you mean because the first three letters of their names are the same?
They're not, actually.
Actually, four letters.
Three, four, five,
Truman,
six, seven, eight, nine,
Trump.
10, 11, 12.
Oh, I see where you're going.
I'm trying to figure out which track it is. They're not numbered. Thanks for not numbering them, Danny. I appreciate that. Three, six,
we'll just hunt and peck.
9, 12. Okay. I think it's cut 12. Okay. So you ready for So Long, Harry Truman?
We hope so.
Well, this song goes back to when?
1948.
When did Nixon resign? That's when
75.
It was actually recorded.
Or four.
The day that Nixon resigned. We were in the studio cutting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this goes back to summer of 74, that fateful time when Watergate was all amongst us. and we couldn't get enough of it. It was just such great entertainment. Here's From Home, Danny O'Keefe.
I guess that is one way to put it.
And so long, Harry Truman.
Like all the news is bad, and an empty anger keeps me from being really sad. These are strange times we live in, hard games we play, wager very carefully and play them as they lay. But don't play no cards ain't in your head. Don't play no cards ain't Truman. Goddamn, it's hard to find an honest man. No longer sure of waking, no longer sure of sleep. A prisoner bound to promises we knew we could not keep. And someone said, let's hang him, for he is a fool. Oh, but tell me just how was it that it came to me? Don't play no cards ain't in your head. Don't play no cards ain't in your head. So long, Harry Truman. Hard to find me on this thing. Just doing what you think is right usually works out in the end. And the president thought of Truman when he knew the end was near. You can pass it on for quite a while, but it's true, the buck stops here. Don't play no cards ain't in your head. Don't play no cards ain't. Harry Truman, goddamn, it's hard to find an honest man. So long, Harry Truman, goddamn, it's hard to find an honest man.
From his new CD, Home, that is Danny O'Keefe, and So Long, Harry Truman. 10:18 here on the Morning Scramble. Jeff and Cindy visiting with Danny a bit about this new record. And I was asking you earlier if you ever make different choices on songs. When we were doing Church of Grey Rain, we mentioned that earlier. I always told the writers that a a comedy sketch is never really finished. It's just at whatever stage it reaches by the time you go to perform it. Do you ever feel that way about a song, that there's always something new that you can bring to it? Or is it always, once you get to the point where you're going to record it, it is a finished product?
Well, I think they change every time you play them in subtle ways.
Mm-hmm.
You bring something different. Maybe it's memory. One of the things you actually have to kind of be careful of when you're singing sometimes is that memory is visual.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get in the way of the song.
Can you give us an example of that?
Well, just when you're singing, I don't know, pick any song, really. I mean, Magdalene or Mad Ruth the Babe or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things are full of personal memories, even though they're constructs with lots of things that aren't exactly memories. I mean, they're fictional in a sense. But there are people in them that you know. And occasionally those people talk to you when you're singing them.
Oh, that would get in the way.
Have you seen somebody about this?
I have. There is no help. No
Doctor,
help offered.
There's a voice in
no
my
help
head,
except.
And I think it's mine.
Yeah. So those voices in your head, you have to kind of be careful with them.
So as an older Danny O'Keefe, do you ever wish that you could have spoken to the younger Danny O'Keefe, maybe when you listen back to some of these old songs and said, I wish you'd done something a little differently with that? Or do you ever find yourself looking at those songs that you did in your youth and thinking, I was young then?
Not so much with the songs, more with the career. There's always those kinds of things that you wish, God, I could have been a little bit smarter about that move.
Uh-huh.
You mean contracts you signed or hotel rooms you trashed? Or
no, I never really trashed hotel rooms, you know.
That's wasn't good. That always seemed a little excessive.
Yeah, Danny O'Keefe is here.
Oh. Lock down the TV.
No, you got to make an awful lot more money than I made before you can start trashing rooms. Things that are, partly inadvertent things and sometimes not paying full attention, not having good management. All of those things are really important.
Mm-hmm.
But you learn from them, you hopefully get wiser. That's your hope. And them's the cards.
Well, I got to play, and I've got it already queued up, and you mentioned it, so it's a perfect opening. I have to play Magdalena, which is perhaps my favorite and the most evocative song in your entire catalog for me. I had just moved out of the house. I'd gone off to school. I hadn't met Cindy yet. We were still a year and a half away from meeting, but my girlfriend broke up with me. I was not off to a good start in the dating department at college. My roommate in the dorm had a copy of Breezy Stories, and I pretty much played it to death and over with Magdalena. And so I wanted to ask you if there's anything particular about this. Is there a story behind that song?
Who is Magdalena?
There's many different Magdalenas at different times, or not many, but, several. I don't know, Magdalena, Mary Magdalene is in there. I mean, there's all kinds of references. It isn't necessarily a specific person.
Mm-hmm. But it's a construct, as you say.
A specific quality, I think, is inherent in the image.
Okay. Well, let's play Magdalena because, like I said, this is my all-time favorite Danny O'Keefe song. And even though Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues was the first song I ever played on the radio as a DJ, I've told that story before on the air, this is the song that really spoke to me. So I'm at the controls, and I'm going to play it. Here's Danny O'Keefe's new updated version of Magdalena from his new CD, Home, on KVSH.
Magdalena sits in a chair, speaking of a mass. She talks in slicing splinters, laughs like breaking glass. Says that she would have me spirit away, stealing all my images till there's nothing left to say. Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Your love is like a razor, my heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Tell me that she wants me, then she tell me not to bother. Tell me that I couldn't hold a candle to her father. She knows that she's got me when I start to rave about. She'll just smile and flash her eyes, blow the candle out. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Your love is like a razor, my heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Magdalena, lying there, could make a dancer stumble, make a preacher bite his tongue and leave him with a mumble. If you think I'm crazy, baby, or that I'm funning you, pay your dues and lose your blues when she gets her tongue in you. Whoa, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. She cannot be forgotten, and she will not be ignored. You find her in your poems and your song. She wanders through your memories, dances through your dreams. Seems like everywhere you go, she comes along. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint girl. Your love is like a razor, my heart is just a scar. Oh, Magdalena, nothing like a saint you are.
Nice. Magdalena from Danny O'Keefe on KVSH from the new CD Home.
Not lighting any candles for that ex-girlfriend.
Your love is like a razor. Yeah.
My heart is just a scar.
Yeah, I could relate back then.
Well, it was a little excessive, I suppose.
Especially since you probably had a new girlfriend in about a week and a half. But, you know, that doesn't translate lyrically so well.
I got to read what Tom Robbins wrote about your music, because it's just classic. And Cindy, that's Cindy's favorite author, one of her favorite authors, so... Tom Robbins says, as darkly seasoned with raw experience as it is brilliantly inlaid with poetic insight, O'Keefe's work this past decade constitutes the most moving musical meditations since Bob Dylan's Time Out of Mind. Unblinking, hammer hard, love wise, and haunting, these songs stay alive in the mind and the heart long after the laser has moved on.
Man, that was worth every dollar I paid him.
Yeah.
Well, he mentioned Dylan in there, and you said you were telling us that you wrote a song with Bob Dylan.
Yes, a song called Well, Well, Well.
About drilling.
Yes.
Not about prevarication.
No, not about prevarication.
Did and Dylan performed it as well, right?
Never has, as Never far has? As I know. It's, okay. It's one of my great hopes and dreams.
Yeah. Well, it was
still alive.
It was, yeah, I think we had it on the playlist in an earlier iteration of KVSH, back before it was KVSH. Well was in the rotation, and that song is it's about conserving resources and especially water.
Yes, I mean, if you think about it. If you buy a gallon of drinking water,
mm-hmm.
what's the price?
Let's see. I have to whip out my latest water bill here.
I bet you it's more expensive than a gallon of oil, a gallon of gas.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Certainly wow. as expensive.
So.
And water is the great resource. We'll be able to get along without oil eventually,
mm-hmm.
But we will never be able to get along without water.
That's true.
Unless we've gotten true Aryans.
Wait, Bob what?
Sorry.
Was that an Aryan sound effect there? Yeah.
When we can finally live on just air alone, then we won't need
oh,
water.
Oh, that kind yeah. of Aryan. I went right back to World War II Germany there.
Yeah, well, it's...
Thought, you mean those? They didn't need... Well, what about the beer?
That was kind of a long-distance collaboration, wasn't it? You guys, you weren't actually in the room together working on that song.
No, I don't even know if Bob was aware that I was working on it. So the people who ran the publishing company, and I was signed to his publishing company for a couple of years, sent me a demo, and they said, Bob, I'd like you to see if you could write some lyrics to this. Well, I don't know if Bob even knew about it. I think they were just, hoodooing.
Uh-huh.
But...
So you had an instrumental track? That was it?
Yeah, I just had an instrumental track that Bob did. It was probably some kind of a throwaway track that he never finished.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really singing on it. You can hear him say, before he goes to a change in chords. And I sort of thought it was a joke, but I didn't think I was ever going to get another chance to have a copyright with him. And I valued that. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just added another well, and it was kind of based on a bad joke of my father-in-law's. He said, you heard about the three holes in the ground, didn't you?
Huh?
Well.
That really is a bad joke.
It's a bad
You're
joke.
Right.
It's a joke only an older person would tell to a very young person. And so, I mean...
And yet it's stuck in your mind.
Well, and the thing is that a lot of times... When you're writing a song that initially starts out sort of as a funny song,
mm-hmm.
or the idea strikes you as being funny, and sometimes they turn on you. I had a song called You Can't Be an Outlaw if you ain't
wanted
it.
You're not wanted anymore.
Yeah.
I love that song.
And that started out kind of as a joke, and then it turned on me, In writing, that's often what the process does. The process is revealing something to you that you didn't necessarily intend or understand as you began it. And that's the part of the reflective beauty of, creativity. Partly through the song, I realized that it was about water.
Yeah.
The well song.
Yeah. Right. Of all the covers that have been done of your music, let's play one of your favorites.
One of my favorites definitely is When You Come Back Down by Nickel Creek. To see how all three of those guys, they were kids when they cut it. Alison Krauss produced it. And the song I wrote with Tim O'Brien. And Teeley, I can't think of his first name right away,
mm-hmm.
Now is the head of, or runs, is the MC, whatever you want to call it, of Prairie Home Companion.
Mm-hmm.
Garrison obviously thought well enough of him to, pass it on to him. And the brother and sister, I saw them with Jackson, and they're doing really great things by themselves. So they were really young when they cut this, and
mm-hmm.
it's just you know, they did a beautiful job, but it's just great to see how they have sort of blossomed and come into their own maturity, really.
Well, in the time that it's taken you to talk about it and set it up for us, I have found it, and I've got it right for us here right now. Nickel Creek, this is When You Come Back Down, written by Danny O'Keefe on KVSH.
And Tim O'Brien.
And Tim O'Brien, got it, right here on KVSH.
You gotta leave me now. You gotta go alone. You gotta chase a dream, one that's all your own, before it slips away. When you're flying high, take my heart along. I'll be the harmony to every lonely song that you learn to play. When you're soaring through the air, I'll be your solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. When you come back down. Your return, my greatest fear will be that you will crash and burn, and I won't feel your fire. I'll be the other hand that always holds a line, connecting in between your sweetheart and mine. I'm strung out on that wire. I'll be on the other end to hear you when you call. Angel, you were born to fly, and if you get too high, I'll catch you when you fall. Catch you when you fall. Soaring through the air, I'll be solid ground. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there when you come back down. Take every chance you dare, I'll still be there. When you come back down.
Very nice. Nickel Creek, When You Come Back Down on KVSH. 10:37 on the Morning Scramble. Jeff and Cindy and Danny O'Keefe with us.
So your upcoming gig on October 6th sounds really interesting. I've never known anyone who had a museum exhibit about them staged.
Well, I haven't. I don't think I know anyone either. But it's great that I learned an awful lot about music. Had musical heroes in Wenatchee. One in particular, Don Lamphere, who was a great saxophone player, a mentor of mine, and really a Northwest legend. And he grew up in Wenatchee, and I would listen to his radio show on, I can't even remember the name of the KNEW, I think. And he introduced jazz, real jazz, to the people of Wenatchee. Most of them had no idea what he was playing or what it was, but he introduced it. And it was a very powerful thing to hear Charlie Parker and, you know, all the different bebop players in Wenatchee, which I had never heard those players before.
Yeah.
Those little towns, they don't you often have a wide and I would say eclectic mix of music. It's usually one format or another if it's big enough to have two stations. So you were born in Spokane, but then you moved to Wenatchee.
Yes, when I was about six.
So they're going to, it's the Wenatchee Valley Museum.
Yes.
Doing a little Danny O'Keefe exhibit, and you're going to play there on the 6th.
Wow.
I have no idea what it's going to be like, but
maybe you'll learn something about yourself.
I think a couple jokes about you being a museum relic could be in order there.
Well, you know.
You're going, I didn't know I did that.
So tell us how we get the record, the new one.
If you go to DannyO'Keefe.com, leave that apostrophe out between the O and the K.
Because
it's vestigial.
That'll get kicked out.
You can download it. You can certainly buy the CD, which is almost becoming a vestigial artifact of the music industry. Also, there are wonderful little, you know, special gifts, you know, frameable prints and the new OK cap, which everybody's going to want to have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't wear it today because I couldn't find it, but I know where the box is.
You're halfway home.
But yeah, it's also available on iTunes and lots of other places.
Amazon. Excellent. Well, I think we should go out with the classic Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
How could we not? Thanks for coming by this morning.
Pleasure.
Danny, appreciate it. Pleasure as always. And this is just a beautiful album cover, and I really have enjoyed the new reimaginings of all these great songs. So Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues is coming at you right now.
There it is.
Thanks again, Danny.
You bet. Thank you.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul anymore around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town don't waste your time. I guess that road is wasting mine. Some got a win, some got a lose. Good Time Charlie's got the blues. Good Time Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. Lay around, you'll lose your wife. Lay too long, you'll lose your life. Got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some got a win, some got a lose. Good Time Charlie's got the blues. time Charlie's got the blues. Good time Charlie's got the blues.